Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for the privilege of gathering this evening to celebrate this Eucharist, and we just ask for a deeper faith and trust in you, that this word that has been proclaimed may take root in our hearts, that you may remove fear from our lives, that we may walk in confidence as sons and daughters of God the Most High. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So for many years, maybe from about 2005 until 2017, our family took an annual trip to Tofino, B.C. It's one of my favorite places. But the first year we went, we actually went with a guide and rented a boat. So he would take us around to the various spots to go fishing because it's really dangerous. There's a lot of rocks and shallow water. And if you don't know what you're doing, you could really wind up in a bad place. So after our first year, we thought we were confident enough to go on our own. So we started taking my dad's boat up there. And then he got a new boat because we were complaining this film's all beat up and dinged up and everything. So he got a brand new boat. So one morning we went out and it was foggy. He has a depth finder with a GPS, but it works maybe 50% of the time. I don't think it was working that morning. But I was a little overly confident. And so we're heading out and my dad goes, maybe you should slow down, okay? And as I'm pulling back the lever on the throttle, all of a sudden the fog lifts and I'm heading right into a rock bank. And so I just freaked out and put it in reverse and just barely missed it in this brand new boat. And that sometimes can be an analogy for our spiritual life. I think with the last 2 years of COVID, you know, we kind of got whopped upside the head and maybe we weren't as clear in our thinking, clarity of mind and heart. And I feel in my own life like the fog is lifting and I'm seeing things a little more clearly. And I'm very excited about the new things that God wants to do. During this time of the year, as we have these couple last final weekends before Christ the King, the readings are meant to kind of raise the hair on the back of your neck. And if they don't, maybe you should take your pulse and you're not actually alive right now, because they're supposed to get us kind of in the realization that we don't know the day or the hour, but we need to be ready. And I think to a great extent, the church has been very sleepy, complacent with the ways of the world, and is not at all ready. So God wants us to be ready and eager for his return, but also that we're actively doing the work of the church, the evangelization, the mission of the church in the meantime. So I think new things are going to happen. And one of the things I think is going to happen is there are going to be new insights and wonderful encounters with the Eucharist. And I'm very excited about this. I believe that if we come to church and we really understand that second reading, that Jesus offered himself once and for all for the salvation of the world, and the Mass, we are sacramentally representing this one sacrifice that goes beyond the barriers of time, it's eternal, and it has the power to set us free from the grip of sin and fear and death. And so every time we come to Mass, it's the most important thing we do to proclaim that our faith is firmly rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he rose from the dead, and that he will come back again to judge the living and the dead. And so when we come to Mass, it can be very easy for us to just go through the motions. And I've been thinking about this a lot because last week after I was here celebrating Mass with you, I took off to another church, not a Catholic church, but a very vibrant church. And there were a couple of speakers that were very dynamic. And I was so impressed with the enthusiasm and just the maturity of the message that was being shared there. And I thought, wow, how come we don't have that in our church, you know? And I thought, you know, to bring healing to the broken body of Christ, if our worship was more joyful, and we were really engaged on the level of our mind and our heart, I think people would be attracted to the Catholic Church. I really believe that. But when people see us just coming and going and we just, oh, the Eucharist is so important, but what's changing in your life? Oh, nothing. I'm just very like everyone else and nothing's happening. How convincing is that to draw people to Jesus, right? So we need to pray for ourselves that we never come to Mass with that kind of night of the living dead mentality and just go through the motions. But Lord, I expect something to happen. I have particular intercessions in my heart and things that you need to put in order in my house, this house right here. And I give you permission to do that tonight and every time I come forward for Holy Communion. But I think new insights and encounters are going to await those who come with an expectant faith and are praying for purity of heart. That was the word that was given last night during the prayer meeting, the purity of heart. Lord, if our hearts aren't pure and we've been using words to hurt people, please cleanse us. This is a time for us to stand forward and rise forth. The second thing is a great sifting and purification is happening in our world today, and the Lord begins with his own household, the church. And so a lot of things that we thought were stable and we could put our faith in are kind of crumbling and falling apart. And we've seen that over the last several decades, actually. And the Lord is allowing this for a greater good, so we have to always remember that he's allowing this purification to take place, to trim off the dead wood so that we can bear new fruit for him and for the kingdom of God. And so it would be very easy as we hear these readings about how difficult things are going to get to kind of lose sight of the goal, which is to have our house in order and to be in a place of peace and truth and love and justice. And so we don't just look at what has to happen, but we look at what the ultimate goal is. And there's a passage in Scripture that these people quoted last weekend, but I'm very familiar with as well. And it's Hebrews 12:2. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. So if you're going to renovate your house, you don't just think, well, this is never going to get done. You envision what it's going to look like. Somebody draws up a blueprint and shows you now in a computer-generated thing what the finished product's going to look like. You're like, oh, this is the ultimate goal. So now we need to tear everything out. I have a friend who's doing this right now. And throw everything away and start over and rebuild, because we know what the end product is going to be like. Well, we know what the end product is going to be like. Jesus wins the victory. So we don't want to freak out and focus on all the things that have to happen first, but focus on the goal, you know, eternal life. And in the midst of all these difficult things that are going to happen, God is going to provide wonderful opportunities for us to reach out to other people and be a sign of his love and support and encouragement for them. And today I saw an example of that. Not in me, but in somebody else. You know, we had our St. Vincent de Paul meeting this morning. And at first it was just our little group from St. Thomas. And then all these other people came from a couple other parishes. And they were so excited and enthusiastic. And we know this is going to be a tough year because the prices of food have gone up. I went to the store today. I didn't buy a few things just because I thought, well, you need to trim back anyways. But those are really expensive. I might become a vegetarian. Meat's so expensive. Yikes. But it's going to be a tough year because, you know, the prices are going up, the cost of gas has gone up, heating your homes is going to be a lot more money. It's going to be a challenging winter probably for us. It's supposed to be a little colder if the La Nina comes through like they're predicting. But they are so excited to try to use the resources that people have given them to reach out and help people. And I just saw that in the meeting when I was with them. And so they're excited about what God wants to do. This is our time to stand up and say, hey, we're the church, the body of Christ, and we know how to reach out. And we're not going to succumb to a spirit of fear. Amen?
Amen?
We know the end result. We know what God is going to do. But it's going to get a little difficult. But don't freak out. God is in charge. He allows everything for a purpose and reason. Amen?
Amen.
The clouds will lift eventually. Just don't be running that motor like I was too fast. You might crash into the rocks. And that's why we want to make sure we're praying and discerning what God is asking of each one of us. Lord, what can I do for you? And I know in my own life, I'm dropping some things that I don't feel I'm called to anymore. And as I'm making those decisions, I feel a sense of peace come over my heart. Like, you know, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I don't think God really wants me to be a part of this. And that's okay. Lastly, God is going to prepare. And this was the last word last night. Somebody got a word for all of us at the end of the prayer meeting about get excited about the new things that God wants to do. We're going to receive new strength and insights, especially through God's word, Scripture. And most of all, as he promised, a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit to sustain us and strengthen us in our inner self. We just have to be yielding to that and eager and ready to receive it, but he's going to send it to us. And the old things will pass away, but new things are going to come forward that are necessary for the renewal of our world today. So I'm excited. I don't have a fear inside of me right now. I'm very excited about what God is doing, and I'm seeing how the connections are being made now in the most unique and interesting ways through people I never expected to meet. Some not even Catholic, but all these little things are coming into play and everything's lining up and I'm seeing more clearly now how it's working and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about our parish and all of us being a part of God's plan. Are you excited? Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to help refine our hearts and get us ready for what God wants us to do as the body of Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you will never abandon us. You're always with us. And we just pray for a humble and contrite heart, a heart that is eager and ready to be accountable to you, to understand the depths of your mercy for each one of us. If there's anything we're struggling with, that you will patiently root it out and help us so we can become more confident in our walk as sons and daughters of God and in the precious redemption your Son won for us through his death and resurrection. We pray in a very special way that we never take for granted the Holy Eucharist and the renewal that you can work in our hearts if we come with an expectant faith and in a pure heart, which you can do through us. And we pray in a very special way against any spirit of fear that the enemy is trying to entice us with or scare us with. We just come against that in the name of Jesus, and we pray for the Holy Spirit to fill our minds and our hearts with strength from on high so that we can bring down the kingdom of heaven through our words and actions and you can reign forever and ever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.